Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hello, we are running through a few different topics, including beautiful music settings. The Tribune has a story about the Ledge Amphitheater, open for a few years now, near St. Cloud, and the success they are having. Here's a text about the Ledge itself. Been to the Ledge several times and love it. Not a bad seat in the house, free parking, easy walk in the gates, nice surrounding. But grew up in the shadows of Red Rocks. No place better to see a concert. I'll get to you in a second because I asked best venue, most beautiful venue for any of our listeners to see a show. Among the folks offering up Alpine Valley, Red Rock, Tanglewood, 7th Street Entry, Ravenna, Chicago, Rolling Stones Wheels Tour 1989, Raymond James Stadium, the Cato Ballroom in 1989 for Slave Raider. That's so funny. The concert venue out at the zoo. And somebody said, I think your pick, the Hollywood Bowl, because I know you've had a chance to go to the Hollywood Bowl multiple times. Is the Hollywood Bowl the most beautiful setting for music you have had a chance to see?
Well, I agree with a lot of the ones that were listed there, actually. Red Rocks is amazing. I'm looking up this amphitheater you just talked about. I've not been there. It looks great. The Ledge Amphitheater, that looks really nice.
Yes.
The Hollywood Bowl is fantastic. I love seeing shows at the Hollywood Bowl. It's just the atmosphere is it's just so fun. I've seen I saw Elton John at Dodger Stadium. That was also very beautiful.
Yeah. That was near the end, right? Was that literally the end where he finished?
Yeah, it was the end, I think.
Yeah, I think it was. For now, he'll probably come back again, right?
Yeah, he might come back.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's so many great. I love when somebody said the Minnesota Zoo. That used to be one of my favorites when I lived in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Especially if it's not one of the bugging nets. You know, and he also, you'd like a thin person next to you because those seats are not real wide.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, they're a little tight. Okay, let's jump into a couple other topics. What was your first reaction when you saw the face shove right into?
Oh my God,
Emmanuel Macron.
Well, okay, first of all, like, you know, when you get up to do a morning show, especially over Memorial Day, you think, like, the news is going to be slow, right? You're like, oh, God, what are we going to be talking about? That was all over my feed the minute I woke up. I was like, oh, my gosh. You know, it's one of those things, like, they have a very interesting relation. You know, they met.
We're going there.
When he was just 15, she was 39.
Correct.
She was married. She had an 18-year-old, like,
teacher.
Their relationship's been odd anyway, so this is maybe just the newest layer to it.
Well, how about this quote? Macron's ex-sports teacher trying to justify the age gap. Again, just to point out, Jamie's 1,000% correct what she just said. He was 15, she was 39 when the relationship started. At 15, Macron had the maturity of a 25-year-old. I mean, let's be honest, that's creepy, right? 15-year-old and a 39-year-old?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's appropriate, but they're also French. Like, the French are weird. a lot of times they have a strong chance to be part of the Open
going forward, let me just tell you. Really, I know Dave's going to tell me to stay out of my lane, but I think that one's too good. The French are weird. Yeah. Katie bar the door in Paris, JB said.
Well, I don't know. Like, we were talking about it yesterday. It's just, you know, they do things a little differently there.
Well, think about how we were talking about this. We'll get to the shove in a second. But if this was the leader of the country, and he was the one who was 39, and he met his wife when she was 15, we'd be more critical of this, right? Not fair, but we just would be.
Yeah, probably.
You know? What should he have said about the would you call it a shove to the face?
I don't know. Like, the other funny thing I thought, so, of course, like I said, I got up yesterday very early on a holiday, and so it was all over my feed. And initially, it was like reports that this is generated by AI, and then it was like, nope, this is verified film. Yeah, I mean, I think my favorite part is that he realizes the door is open and there's a camera looking at him, and he just, like, smiles and starts leaving like nothing happened. When they started putting that in slow-mo yesterday afternoon, that was probably the best.
They were, honestly. I saw some music added to it. I saw some breaking it down like it was the Zapruder film. That's a tough, because he does, the camera, and he's got that Macron look on his face. Right? I guess that's what he had to do, though, right? I mean, Dave, you chime in. Should he have, you know, does he shove her back? No, he can't do that.
You know what's funny? It's like, it almost, though, the way he reacted is almost like it probably happens all the time. And because it's like, he's unfazed. He didn't, like, do anything back. He doesn't look mad. He's not, like, yelling at her. There was, like, no reaction.
Yeah.
Like, well, how often does this happen?
Yeah, not that often with the plane door open, with cameras all over the place. But I think that's a very valid point. I don't think that's the first time if he reacted that way. All right, let's jump to another one. This one more serious. Topic we've discussed a bunch on this show. I don't remember if the two of us have, but so the former U.S. Surgeon General, Vivek Murthy, who has talked often about the concerns about loneliness.
Yep.
He stated recently, just to emphasize again how concerned he is about it, he said he found that chronic loneliness is the equivalent to smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
Wow.
Okay. He said that the consequences of poor social connection with others includes a 29% increased risk of heart disease, 32% increased risk of stroke, 50% increased risk of dementia for old adults, and a 60% increased risk of premature death. This isn't for the folks who like, you know, they like their own alone time, right? That is incredibly different than you want more people in your life and for whatever circumstances, and there's an endless amount of circumstances, you don't have it, you're missing it, your body's craving it, and your body and your mind are suffering because of it. It's a sad situation how many people it affects throughout this country.
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree with you. I think, you know, the one thing I think about, because obviously I call into your show in Minnesota on Tuesdays. I miss my family and friends in Minnesota. We have become a society that moves, you know, far away from one another.
For sure. Families
used to live, you know, either in the same neighborhood. They met their spouses usually through their families. You know, there was kind of this easy connection, right, to one another. You'd have your family over for dinner, grandparents were around all the time. Now I just feel like it's so different. I mean, especially living here in Los Angeles, I can't think of many people who have their families right here unless, you know, there are people I work with who grew up here. But so I think, you know, we do have to look at that a little bit. If we all move so far away from our loved ones, you know, as time goes on and friendships fade or people unfortunately die, because that's what happens, you can end up very isolated and alone.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Well, and listen, I'm Dave Knows. I'm holding the phone right up here, okay? And I spend too much time on my phone. But I also, as you know very well, I'm a social creature. And yeah. I'm lucky. I have no idea how many friends I have compared to most. I have no clue, right? But I know I'm better when I see him. Like, I went to the Wolves game last night, and I hardly ever go back.
I'm sorry.
It was a hell of a game. Tough result. I hardly ever go back in the media area because I used to roll my eyes a lot when people who shouldn't be back there would go back there. And so now, while I'm talking about him, and like we had Jace Frederick on, that's podcastable. Jace was great. We had a good dialogue about it. I can do that from a lot of places. But I ended up seeing, I must have had like 15 people who I don't see now, who I saw. I went to see Mike Breen, who's the tremendous voice of the NBA Finals and ESPN, ABC, and I just went up there and gave him a hug and saw him. And I thought I was talking to Kathleen about it. Like, I probably had, because I did it for 16 years, I don't know, 10, 15 friends in those cities, let alone, 20, 30 other people I would recognize. And when I quit because of Quinn, I lost all those, right? And
yeah, well, because it's work, right? Like,
yeah.
2 weeks ago, I flew to Boston to catch up with my good friend Dana Jacobson and some of our other friends who I've had the pleasure of, being able to meet through Dana. And then I also then caught up with my two friends who live in Boston. But it took a lot of work. It took a lot of coordination. You know, it's expensive to do, right, if you're traveling to see people like that. But it's also, while we're good at scrolling on our phone and, like, thinking that we're connecting with people, I find a lot of people who say, yeah, it's different than a call, right?
Yep.
I actually did have a friend, and I appreciated this very much from him, called me out and said, hey, I haven't heard from you in a couple months, and your friendship really means a lot to me, and I miss you. And I'm just, to be honest, I'm hurting that I never hear from you anymore. I try calling you, and I know you're busy, but do you think you could maybe pick up the phone every once in a while and check in? And I went, you know what? You're absolutely right. I'm so sorry. I realized immediately, like, I see your stuff on social media, and I make the assumption that we've connected and we haven't. And, how is it going? What's new? And it's led itself, to me thinking about other friendships of mine that I end up calling people now. And,
it's good.
I do have the luxury of a long commute home.
Yeah.
It's sometimes an easy place to do that.
That's good. Great conversation. Tell Doug I said hello, and we'll talk soon.
I will. Okay, bye.
Jamie, right here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.